Wednesday night, after Purim, Tavshinayin Aleph, Yud Zayin Adar Beis. Okay, this week we'll be reading Parshas Parah, Mitzvah Shem and Shul, and probably it's well known that there are Rishonim that describe the Kriya of Parshas Parah as being Midyaraisa. Some say that there's no makor for that, and even conceptually, why would it be Dioraisa? Others have psukim, some suggest various psukim or various concepts of why it should be Dioraisa. Apparently, women are for sure potter from Parshas Parah, even if it's Dioraisa, but no one seems to suggest that women should make sure to come and hear Parshas Parah. There could be one of two reasons for that. Either because even if it's Dioraisa, it's established as a Kriyas HaTorah. So it's not like Zohar. Zohar, there's a mitzvah of Zohar B'peh. And we learn out that it's from a Sefer Torah. So every individual has to do that, and from the Sefer Torah, so the Balkar is Moitzios. But that's, even if Parshas Parah is the Araisa, but it's not an Inyan of Zohar, that each individual has to say the Parsha, but it's an Inyan of Kriyas HaTorah. You know, you have to read it from the Torah. You have to read about it, B'tzibur. And women are not going to be Nichlal in a Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah, or in a chiyuv of the tzibur. Women are usually potter when the tzibur has a collective mitzvah to do. Women are usually potter. So for those two reasons, it's, I think, you know, virtually unheard of. I never heard of maybe of women being makbid to come listen to Parshas Parah. We're talking even on the tzad that it's the arise. If it's the rabbanon, certainly it was instituted as a kriyas haTorah. And like Shkolim and Chaydesh, women are potter, because they're potter from Kriyas HaTorah, and they're potter. So, but even if it's the Araisa, we have these reasons to assume that women are potter.